Two previously deported illegal immigrants indicted in California in separate cases. Two men who are accused of illegally returning to the United States to commit crimes after deportation were indicted this week. Javier Aguilera Roses, 42, now living in Los Angeles, was indicted this week by a federal grand jury for allegedly returning to the U.S. and forging Social Security cards and driver's license numbers for others. He was charged with transfer of false identifying documents, misuse of Social Security numbers, and being a previously deported alien found in the United States, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento said in an August 8 press release. According to court documents, Roses helped transfer fake Social Security cards and driver's licenses to multiple people. He was previously deported in 2009 for felony forgery. If convicted, he could face 15 years in state prison and a $250,000 fine. The FBI oversaw the investigation and Special Assistant U.S. Attorney Nicole Moody is prosecuting the case, according to the press release. Earlier this week, an illegal immigrant and his alleged accomplice were charged with robbing 8 convenience stores in a 5-month span. Daniel Pavone, 20, and Jesus Soto Parada, 26, were arrested June 13 after fleeing from a 7-Eleven that they allegedly robbed in Gardena, a suburb of Los Angeles, according to a federal court complaint. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Santa Ana, California, said in an August 5 press release that Soto Parada was deported to El Salvador during the robbery spree, which has gone on since January, but later returned. Both Soto Parada and Pavone, a Honduran national, face federal charges, authorities said.